struggle is real. It's the second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, we got second date update on the 20s. Nora is on the line. Do not say Jones.
Nora the Explorer.
Yes.
I was thinking Nora Jones.
All right, Miss Explorer, a.k.a. Nora. Tell us about your date, love.
That's like the first time I've heard that. That's hilarious.
You get it? Because it rhymes with Dora?
Yeah, duh. Dora's an explorer, yeah?
He's so funny, Beto. I just love all your jokes, Nora the Explorer.
I make myself laugh sometimes.
You make me want to snore up.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't be a Bora.
Don't be a Bora. You know give me the Bora. To?
Tahiti and Bora Bora.
Nice. Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah. Lucky you.
You know what I like to do sometimes in my free time?
What is that?
I like to go to a zoo and go, roar!
At the tigers?
Oh, yeah. At the lions. I don't know which one the Bora runs.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay, Nora. Oh, my God. All right, Nora, tell us about your date, you Aurora.
So, yeah, otherwise we get Angora. I was talking to this guy on Tinder. You know, I wasn't sure how it was going to go, so we ended up deciding to meet for coffee, like, around 5. And he was really cute. That date, if I do say so myself, ended up going really well because we decided coffee turned into dinner, and dinner ended up going back to his place.
Oh, look at you.
Dessert.
Yeah.
You know, if you catch my drift.
He started off with the cream, ended up with some sugar.
Yeah.
Your coffee.
Exactly. But I don't know what happened. Like, he's not returning my calls or my texts, but I feel like it was a great date.
Going back to the fact that y'all went back to his place, I just want to get confirmation that the cream turned into sugar.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Get a little caffeination in your life. Get some of that coffee bean.
Did you guys blend it together? Yes.
We'll say that this barista was very happy. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, yeah.
Nice.
All right. Yeah. So how was it at the conclusion of your guys blending coffee?
Yes, was it good?
How was the coffee grind?
Yeah, was it worth a second try?
Was it a dark roast or more of a medium?
Oh my God.
It was a blonde.
A blonde roast? I don't know anything. Neither of us know anything about coffee.
I don't know about
coffee
either.
I'm just going based off of memory here.
It was more of a cappuccino.
Like, yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was a blend. Like I said, it went really well. I thought for sure we would have a follow-up, so I'm confused.
Okay. Oh. So it was a nice, smooth blend.
Nice.
Yeah, those are very agreeable, those ones.
Yeah,
it's a dark roast that you got to worry about sometimes.
Some, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sip it through the little sippy straw.
Nice.
Get a little, you ever try to drink out of those, bro?
I have, bro. It's so hard, bro.
It's so hard. It's so, like, ungratifying.
It is.
You know?
Are those straws for anyway? It's just to stir.
It's just a stir. But
why do you put them like a straw then? So you can suck it, bro.
That's what I say, bro. Then why don't you just make it a stick?
Some people do make it a stick, a wooden stick.
No, we're talking about the little tiny
straw. The straw that comes
that they used to serve with coffee back in the day.
Yeah, so now they make sticks.
Now it's a wooden stick.
No, I know.
That's back then, but now
you're talking about. I don't understand.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, cool. okay, anyway, Nora.
Nora the Explorer.
What was the guy's name again? I'm sorry.
Benjamin. I don't know if I said it.
It's all about him.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
Stole my heart.
All right, we're going to get Benjamin a call right now. If you don't mind, Nora, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened and see if we can get you all reconnected. Sip on that skinny straw.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope no one ever describes it. That's a big McDonald's straw. That's a big gulp.
Yeah, bro.
But it's even got the little scoop at the end.
Nice. That's a Slurpee straw, yeah.
The Slurpee?
Yeah, Slurpee.
You really like my Slurpee straw, don't you?
Slurpee, yeah.
Okay, let's just give him a call.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Hello, is this Benjamin?
Yes.
Benjamin, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
What's up?
MJ.
Hey.
Good morning, brother Benjamin.
What's up, money?
Oh,
money.
I love you.
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the Benjamins,
man?
Baby.
Oh, Just like you said. Oh, yeah. All right, Joe, go ahead and do the legal thing. Do this. Oh,
what you want to do? You want to talk to us? Continue and call us. I'm sorry we called you, but we need your permission to keep this conversation going. What you say, my friend?
Because we on the air right now, made an outgoing call. Don't be a fall over. And just want to make sure you know that we're calling for a reason. I'm off beat. I need a seat. Somebody feed me some meat. Oh, wait, you already did that.
Yes,
and
you
gave her a lot of more yourself.
On a skin straw.
Oh, my God.
So we're not getting signed anytime
soon. Yes or no? Yeah.
We ain't calling us
Puffy
anytime.
Don't want us, yeah.
We'll pay you to shut up.
Yes.
Yeah. No, Benjamin, we're on the line right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay, if you could interpret our freestyling greatness.
That was the greatest intro ever.
I agree. Holy dope! So we're calling about this girl. You guys met on Tinder, to my recollection. You went out for coffee, and things went so good there. You had dinner. Ended back at your place. Y'all had some, that medium roast blend.
Oh, yeah, with that skinny straw.
Yeah, not the shovel scoop, big gulp like we got.
Nope.
It's okay. Nobody perfect in the world.
About Nora, she's a klepto.
A klepto?
I didn't expect that.
Wait, klepto is the one where you steal, right?
Yes.
Nymphal is the one where you oof a lot.
I wish you was a nymphal.
Pyro's a fire.
Okay,
klepto. So she's a kleptomaniac, steals a lot. What do you mean by that?
I think that's the problem. I don't know 100%, but we went to the Coffee Bean. We ordered some coffee. I paid for it. And as the cashier kind of turned around, I started walking to where, you know, you wait for the coffee area, and I noticed out of kind of the corner of my eye, Nora took the $2 out from the tip jar that I put in there. And when she joined me to wait for the coffee, she basically said, oh, you shouldn't tip people that are just making your coffee. And I don't know what she did with $2.
What?
She didn't give it to me. She just seemed like she pocketed the money. And
oh, wow.
I was just like, all right, well, that's kind of weird. I don't know what the hell that was about. I figured in the back of my mind, I'm like, all right, well, maybe she'll just buy me a beer later on. You know, it'll be even. No big deal.
Right.
As we started hanging out and talking, and then we ended up going to dinner after that and having some drinks and whatnot, and it was a good time. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, she's really pretty, easy to talk to, but we ended up going back to my house, and as I paid the bill and whatnot, I left the tip in the little black folder. It was cash, and I'm leaving the restaurant. As I'm leaving, I notice that she doubles back to the table and plays with the little black folder thing, and it looks like she grabbed something out of there. She didn't grab a receipt. Like, it wasn't like a business expense or something like that, so definitely she grabbed the $20 tip out of the little black folder.
What?
Maybe she just has a problem with tipping, though, because she mentioned the tipping thing before, so maybe it's like a moral issue. I have no idea. So
what is she from, like, Europe or something?
Yeah, they don't tip in Europe, or even Japan, they don't tip.
I have no
idea. I tip just for a second.
Just to see what it feels like.
Gotcha. Every Tuesday.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what her hang-up was. I just was kind of feeling the vibe, and in the back of my head, I'm like, bro, it's not really worth it because I'm 85% sure you're going to get some right now, so just keep your mouth shut.
I like you, bro. Yeah. Give
him a cost benefit, bro. Yeah. Yes.
I like your approach. That's perfect. With you on this one.
Yeah. So she spent the night at my house. She left in the morning, and I left.
As you locked up all of your
valuables.
Yeah, I made sure she left first before I left my house. For sure.
Uh-huh. Of course.
Double key.
Well, I would walk her out. Hold on, girl, before you get in your car.
Yes.
Let me pat you down. Pass me my wand. I got to go through your purse.
Make sure she didn't take any toilet paper.
That's right. Yeah.
Anything like that. So I noticed when I came back to the house that there was two little dollar origami sculptures on my coffee table thing. And I guess she took the $2 from the coffee shop lady and left it there as like a, I don't know, like a, hey, had a good time. But what happened to that $20 that she ripped off from the waitress? I don't know. So this lady's a little nuts. So I was just like, all right, it was a crazy night. It was good times. You know what I mean? But she's thieving. I don't know. I'm not going
to
call her back.
So when you came back to the house, you noticed the two origami dollar whatever sculptures that she made.
That was supposed to be for the barista at the beginning of their date.
But she didn't leave the 20 there too?
That she took out of the sleeve, the black sleeve during dinner.
It is a collector.
Wow.
Correct. That is what happened. And I got to be honest, the origami sculpture things were a little creepy. It more was like a horror movie type situation.
I guess there's different levels of offense here. Number one, it's like if I'm leaving the tip, and let's just say we disagree on the principle of tipping.
Yeah.
But it's my money.
That's right.
Yeah. I left the tip. Leave it there. You shouldn't be taking it.
Exactly.
Right? And then the second thing is...
Can I say something too? I got to be honest. Once I give them the money, it's not my money anymore. It's their money. Ripping off those people. I mean, once it's gone from my wallet, I'm not thinking about it like that.
Yeah.
But it's their money and she's ripping off this waitress who's working, you know.
Busting her butt.
Wow.
Well, it's your intention. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, man, I have good intention here to tip them.
Yes.
Don't take that away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then them.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, cool. We actually had this conversation about tipping the other day.
On
Questionable Opinion.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Benjamin, we have Nora on the other line. She had called us to call you. Nora?
Yeah, hi.
Nora, klepto.
We're going to avoid the whole debate over whether you should tip a barista or not.
Yes.
And let's just go, Joe was saying, to the klepto issue here.
Yes.
What happened to the 20 spot?
Look, Benjamin, it's not like I took their money. I took for your money first of all, with the coffee shop that, you know, I thought I was being all clever. I wanted to show you something that I like doing. I love making origami with money. It's one of my things. I didn't know that you were looking.
You didn't have $2 of your own.
I know. Here's your own monetary note then.
It's just like a little like present for our night together. Like, I had the best time, you know? It's just hot. It was like, I want to tap that again.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Is that why
it's gonna cost $20?
Tip for yourself.
Pay for that one.
If you don't get some of this again, then you know you gotta pay it up, buddy.
Oh, I had to get gas.
Wait. We're on the same page here. You're against tipping to any servers, be a barista or waiter, waitress, whatever, server.
Mm-hmm.
But because it cost you gas money to drive to the date and then to his house and then home, you took his 20 that he gave to the server to pay for your gas.
She tipped herself.
You know, like I said, I didn't expect to have a whole day of it, and it was nice, don't get me wrong, but, like, I did not plan for being out that long. So it's one of those things where I figured, Benjamin, if we went out again, like, on me, you know what I mean? Like, I would get you on the next round.
I don't know. I mean, you're already helping yourself to my wallet. That's a little sketch. You know what I mean? Like, date number one, you're just like, all right, it doesn't matter. It's his money. Who gives? That's not, I can't do that. Come on. That's insane. Great sex, though. I got to be honest with you.
Let's get that out of the way.
Benjamin, is it worth a 20 spot?
It is.
Yeah. 20. Totally worth it.
Oh, okay. Oh,
well, $22, bro.
We pay for dinner and drinks. Ain't nobody got to rob anybody.
Yeah.
Okay, it's on us for crying out loud. Keep your grubby hands to yourself, Nora. Why don't you keep your grubby hands on Benjamin?
That's where it needs to go.
That's right. There will be no cash exchange between anyone because it's on our bill and we use plastic. Would you all be interested in dinner and drinks? Since, Benjamin, you said that it was great.
Yeah.
No, I'm okay. That's a bad precedent to set up. You know what I mean?
You're still on the dead presidents right now. Huh? You got your mind on your money and your money on your mind.
Yes, sir.
You know it.
Oh, well, Nora,
Nora, these people work hard and they deserve a tip.
If I was going to go down that road, but then this second date update is going to turn into 40 minutes long.
It is.
You know, because then we're going to get into the debate whether or not you should be tipping a barista. I think, like, server's just a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
This is what we do in our culture.
You're in a service for you.
Baristas, I think, should be tipped as well. I don't know. I don't drink coffee, so it's easy for me to say because I don't need the tip because I never am there.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, Nora, if someone else leaves a tip, that's their choice, not yours. And then you go and take the 20 and use it for gas money.
Yeah, right. You should at least ask.
Yeah, I guess I hear you. I just, you know, I got a little distracted by my company.
distracted where it's like, damn, that boy is fine. Hold on, let me slide that 20 out of that sleeve.
Yeah, I know.
Put that in my pocket. All right. Well, are you sure, Benjamin? Because you're the one that said it. The, you know, the kind was good.
That was awesome. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
I mean,
round two.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Think
this
through.
And it's going to be free because that's, we're paying for it. Yeah.
Hey, it didn't cost me anything. It cost these poor waitresses something. I don't know, man. I'm not into it. I appreciate it. I think our views on tipping are a little different, and I wouldn't go digging my hand in someone else's cookie jar. That's a bad sign.
Okay,
but this time around, no hands will be in any jars.
Nope. Well, that's not true. Just a cookie.
Yeah, just a cookie. That's right. It'd be your hands.
Yes.
Or depends what you define as a cookie.
Yes.
It could be her hands. I don't know.
You guys are really encouraging sexual debauchery. I mean, I don't know.
You're the one that brought it up.
You said it was good, Brad. Trying to help you out.
Bad term to use right now. Wait, man, we don't scratch unless it itches. You're the one that made it itch.
God.